This is Ghana's fastest growing slum, Old Fadama, known to the Ghanaian public as Sodom and Gomorrah. Many children are running around. Teenage boys are gambling. Girls are braiding their hair. Plastic waste flying all over, litter everywhere, and music exploding from loudspeakers. This slum serves as home to thousands of rural migrants to Accra. The majority of them, like Faida, came from northern Ghana, the most deprived part of the country. She came to the city after dropping out of school a year ago. Now 20, she sells cooked peanuts and hopes to save enough money so she can start proper trading. But she has difficulties raising the deposits.
I have problems, man. Just
she says there are frequent fire outbreaks in the area, and whenever that happens, they lose everything and start all over again. Jennifer could not find a job in her village after completing junior secondary school. She moved to Accra hoping for a better life. Jennifer, 22, says she did petty trading for 2 years to pay for training as hairdresser. She says she's now able to sustain herself by working in a small salon in the slum, but says she needs capital to start her own salon. There is hardly any decent basic facility here. Residents buy water, pay to use the toilet as well as the shower, and it costs about $3 a month to share a wooden shack with 3 others.
Our property is our chaos. Now, as I'm standing now, I don't have anything. My property is where I'm living.
Thomas is one of the oldest residents here. At 27, this is his third slum. He owns 3 wooden huts, 2 of which he rents out. Thomas also works as a laborer in the nearby market, offloading foodstuffs from trucks. But he also sells Indian hemp, an illicit drug under Ghana's narcotic laws. Thomas is shredding and wrapping the dried leaves, which he says he smokes as well. He knows he can get caught, but says he has no choice. He says he has to take care of his 2 children and says he wants better lives for them. He spoke in Pidgin English.
If I haven't have any business to do, there's no way for the children to go to school. If they went to school, I don't have any money to buy. And all this one, why you are asking me about this one? To arrest, it is true. Because when you are doing this and somebody came, they can arrest you. But we know that there's no work for Ghana here. That is why we are doing this small, to look our children.
Ghana, like many countries in sub-Saharan Africa, is experiencing rapid urbanization. Lack of planning is turning even proper settlements into slums. The West African nation's urban population is predicted to grow to about half the national total by 2025, and the capital, Accra, is sprawling everywhere. Experts say it is time the authorities start consolidating the settlements before they get out of hand. At a recent conference on ways to house West Africans' urban poor, Anna Tibaijuka, who heads United Nations Habitat, an agency working to secure decent shelter for people, told VOA Africa is experiencing what she calls premature urbanization.
When people are pushed out of the land too early into the process of economic transformation, so that you find, for example, conflicts, civil strife, wars. This has been a source, actually one of the most important source, pushing people prematurely out of their rural livelihoods. But also you find failed rural development, really. You find, for example, the African continent has not been able to put up the infrastructure you need to push agricultural development.
Tibaijuka says Africa needs domestic capital and savings to improve the housing sector. However, she says the continent needs international finance to kickstart the process. She talks about what she thinks African governments should do.
We have to build up appropriate institutions at all levels to be able to put up mortgage systems. And the most important institution, maybe even most challenging in Africa, will be housing cooperatives, because the people the incomes are very low, which means one person on their own, they are very weak financially. But once they put their energies together, they should be able to move. And I think microcredit has shown how it could stimulate livelihoods. Now to move it a step further and go into long-term mortgages of preferably 30, 40, 50 years.
Tibaijuka also says sorting out Africa's housing and urban infrastructure is key to building a strong economy and reducing poverty. Sub-Saharan Africa has both the world's highest annual urban and slum growth rates. An estimated 72% of urban dwellers live in very difficult conditions. FM Dovi for VOA News, Accra.